Hello, 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 hello. Appreciate you coming through. Over the last couple of days, I took some time and sat back and thought about the different types of ways we view people, view each other, and sometimes view ourselves. So I figured I'd take the time and share a little conversation with you. Most of these podcasts, you're not going to find finite answers. It's going to have more questions to create more dialogue, to create more conversation. So at the end of the day, we can come closer together and be more about ourselves and more about our relationships and the people that we love. So I appreciate you stopping by, and welcome to the mind of Maurice Brown. So we're back at it, and I've got like all these ideas, all these thoughts, and kind of some of these things I wanted to share, and I never just got a chance to kind of get them out. So if it comes a little jumbled, that's why. But just sat back and really thought about how everybody that you encounter, and I'm one of those people, I rarely speak in absolutes. I recognize that people are different, that we all have our own scenarios. And even if you say that some or most will do certain things, you know, that's a fair statement, because you can't really deal in absolutes. But for this one particular section here, I can speak in absolutes. And what I'm going to say is that we are all, men, women, are all damaged in some shape, fashion, or form. You know, none of us got to the point of where we are right now while you're listening to this without some scrapes, some bumps, some bruises. There's some level of damage, trauma, experiences that shaped you, whether it happened to you directly or you knew of someone that it happened to and you kind of feared for it happening to yourself or whatever the case may be. You know, none of us have made it to this point without some level of trauma. And like I said, I normally don't speak in absolutes, but this will be one of the few times that I actually do. You know, you have past hurts, whether it's letdowns, disappointments. You know, if those disappointments happen over and over again, you're damaged in some way behind it, and you move forward with that damage. Even with healing, it's like a scar. It's a reminder that's there. So it kind of affects you and how you move forward. You know, those experiences, whether it's failed relationships or failed friendships or, you know, dating opportunities, or, you know, maybe you go out and you always encounter the creepy type of people. So you say to yourself, you know, I'm really not a go out person, because every time I go out, this is my experience. And that trauma damages you in some way. And that damage may be strong, but it's a reality. It's what helps shape us into who we are. I give you a personal example for me. You know, when I was in middle school and high school, I was never really like the guy. You know, I was one of those guys. I was kind of like middle of the road. You know, one point in time, I ended up wearing glasses, and they were fairly thick. You know, I used to get teased a little bit. And, you know, my mom, she worked hard, so I didn't necessarily have the most stylish glasses at that point in time. So, you know, I got teased. I guess you would have probably, in today's world, you probably would have viewed it as bullying. But you get older, you kind of grow into yourself, you kind of get past that awkward young boy stage. And so for me, coming into my own, most of the other guys I was around, they came into their own in high school, and I didn't come into my own until college. And so by, you know, being not necessarily looked over, but just kind of being the average guy that blended in, you know, and not being the guy who got noticed until I was in college. In my mind at that time, I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna make up for lost time because people are noticing me now. And, you know, now I've got contacts instead of glasses. And, you know, I've been working out all through high school and gotten in great shape. But because of the people around me having notoriety and me not necessarily having that notoriety myself, when I got older into my 20s, it affected me in reference to not into feeling like I had to, you know, date more and see more and be that guy then, as opposed to recognizing that, you know, these are things that are superficial, it's not necessarily that important. Had I not had those experiences in middle school and high school, I probably would have held more stock in those people that I met and less superficial aspects. And that's just the personal thing that I dealt with, but everybody has that. Everybody's dealt with something. Everybody's had that bad breakup or bad series of breakups, or, you know, maybe they've got parents that spoke negatively or friends that spoke negatively that ultimately put them in situations to where you know, you felt some kind of way. And you have to shake that off to kind of ultimately become into you, who you are. So the reality is there's really no perfect people. You know, nobody's perfect. The people that you meet and you encounter, whether they're friends or you kind of get into relationships with them, you have to recognize they're not perfect and you're not perfect. They're not going to be the perfect version of, you know, what you see a person go or who a person is. And you have to give yourself some level of respect of that you're not that perfect person too. So you want to make sure that you operate in grace, recognizing that, hey, you know, they may be going through some crazy stuff and I just met them or I'm getting to know them and I don't know all the things that they've been through. And they're not going to know all the things that I've been through. Some things you may not share in the early phases of getting to know somebody, friendship or dating. And it takes a while to kind of get to that point. But if you know or walk into a premise knowing that everybody is damaged in some way or everybody's been through something in some way, you'll extend more grace. And then you'll be in a situation to give yourself some leeway and give them some leeway as well. So with knowing that, when you meet people, because you kind of have to determine, is this friendship, you know, or person that you're getting to know, something that has potential to be mutually beneficial. So you have to look at it. Are you paying attention? Are there certain things? Are, you know, is the person you're talking to, they get mad easy? Do they seem irritated? Are you asking the right questions and getting to know them? There's a ton of things you can do and figure out that works best for you to help you with your level of comfort and getting to know someone, as well as extending the grace to that person to say, okay, I'm not going to put you on my timeline, but there's certain things I may need to know about you to help me get to connect with you. And so we can build that budding friendship or that budding relationship. And after we come back, we'll talk about some of the things in reference to how you experience what you experience or what we all experience that ultimately puts us in situations later on down the line within relationships, whether it's our ego or our pride that stops us from moving forward the way we could move forward in those situations. So we'll be right back. And we're back. And so in today's podcast, we're talking about, you know, the damages that we've all experienced, not necessarily in detail, but just recognizing the fact that that's the case, that we've all been damaged in some way, that we've all dealt with some hurt or some trauma or been close enough to some that it's affected how we view our friendship, friendships and how we view our relationships and how we view other people and what we encounter. Those things help shape, you know, our breaking point or things that we decide that we're going to tolerate or not tolerate. And even when we heal from those things, we learn from them. So it kind of shapes our views and in what we expect from other people, how we expect to be treated, how we expect to be talked to, scenarios that we never want to encounter again. So no matter how you work through healing through it, because the hope is that everybody makes an effort to heal, you never truly get out unscathed because you did have that situation to start with in the beginning. So it made me ponder, like, you know, how do people cope with it? What are their coping mechanisms? How do they deal with those things? And what it kind of led me to is just thinking about two things that affect people as they work through healing. And one of those is ego and the other one is pride. You know, ego is Latin for I, meaning me or you. And it kind of puts you in a situation to where, you know, well, the definition of ego is a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. And so as you go through your trauma, you have to try and work through and build your ego or your self-esteem for most people that are dealing with it to a point where you can feel like you're overcoming it. And in some cases, in building that ego for some people, again, I'm not speaking in absolutes in this particular case, but for some people, they build an ego so big that it's to protect the soft center that they have, whether it's being loud and boisterous or borderline obnoxious or quick to be snappy or quick to jab out or strike out to make sure they don't get damaged. Again, that becomes part of their ego. And some people end up insulating that ego with pride, being proud of the ego or the self-esteem that they built. And all of it does is just insulate the wound. Doesn't necessarily help heal it, but it insulates it to a point where, you know, it's hard for it to heal like it really needs to. It's kind of like when you were small and, you know, you had the scar and, you know, once you had it bandaged up so it would stop bleeding, and then you take the bandage off so, you know, it could heal naturally. Well, some people put the bandage on and they wrap it and keep it wrapped and keep it moist and doesn't really heal like it's supposed to. That's the same thing you have with, you know, your scars, your damage. If you wrap it with your ego and then you insulate that wrapping with pride, it never really heals like it really could or really should. So you deal with the situation to where it never, no one's ever allowed to come near it or nobody's ever allowed to touch it. So it makes it tougher. Taking a personal page, like I mentioned earlier, you know, when I got to high school, well, you know, in high school, like I said earlier, I wasn't the guy, but in getting into college, that ego that I built to deal with those things and teasing and being bullied when I had glasses, that ego was, you know, became, it went along with the attention and the accolades I received early on. And so I built that into, you know, the ego that would support that, to feel better about myself and feel like I'm making up for lost time and feel like I'm deserving of all these things. But the reality is that ego at that particular time does not support the relationships that I ultimately wanted to have. You know, you can't sustain a marriage with a huge ego. You can't sustain a long-term relationship with a bunch of pride, because all those things are about yourself. It never becomes about the mate. And so when you get into a long-lasting relationship or a marriage that you want to have for a long time, your ego has to take a step aside for that relationship. Your pride has to take a step aside for that relationship. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So you have to work towards healing in a manner that gives you balance, because some people don't go that route. Some people don't build an ego. Some people cower down to their traumas, or they step away from who they are and cower to their fears based on that trauma that they experience. So they're on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. But to have balance in those scenarios, you have to find enough level of self-esteem, but it's not inflated more than who you are. You know who you are. And to know who you are makes it easier to know the type of person that works for you, the type of person that you can connect with, the type of person that you can talk to. And everything comes back to self-reflection. I mean, and that's anything with any personal growth that you have for yourself. You have to really, you know, take that hardcore look in the mirror and say, you know, what am I dragging with me? What am I not healing from? What am I not resolving so I can be who I need to be, so I can move forward in the way I need to move forward? There's, like I said earlier, the trauma and the damages, it never goes away. It never stops. You never just kind of get over it. You know, like I said, it shapes you. You learn from it. If you're dealing with a narcissistic person, your radar for narcissism is higher. So you're looking for those things. And even if you meet someone that borderlines up against narcissistic behaviors, you're like, hey, I noticed that. I'm not going to deal with that again. That doesn't mean you're not over it. It just means that you've learned from it, so you don't put yourself in that potential trauma and situation again. You just want to make sure that, my advice to anyone listening is to ask yourself the questions about, like I said, what you're healing from, what you think you've healed from that you really haven't. What's your ego? Where, you know, where is it? Have you checked your ego lately to say, you know, is it a self-inflated sense of myself, or is it, you know, pretty level? Is it pretty, you know, on keel with who I actually am? And then check your pride as well, because you can't be too prideful and be successful in a relationship. It just won't work. Your pride will stand in the way. Your pride will make you not deliver the type of loving, caring relationship, the engaging relationship that you have. And those things only protect the hurt that you may have already had or experienced. So look for that balance. Strive for that balance. Like I said before, it's never going to be a podcast where you're going to come and just get the answer to all of it, because all of us are different, but all of us are damaged. So I appreciate you guys stopping in on this podcast. I appreciate you spending time with the Mind of Maurice Brown.